Now, juggling parenting as well as a career is something that a lot of women and men do. But if you happen to occupy the freelance world within the Australian screen industry as a woman, you may struggle more to achieve a balance between the two. Now, some enlist family and friends to help with caring responsibilities, but many find that the weight of responsibility spells an end to their careers. They miss out on job opportunities, and the industry misses out on their skills and stories. Well, Raising Films Australia is a non-for-profit company dedicated to supporting and advocating for parents and carers in the Australian screen industry through research and targeted initiatives aimed at achieving a more family-friendly industry. And to talk about it on the show today, joining me is Megan Riakos, president of WIFT, which stands for Women in Film and Television, about some of the challenges faced by parents and carers working in this industry. Megan, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
No problem at all. So what are some of the biggest problem areas preventing parents and carers from participating in the Australian screen industry?
Yeah, so as you mentioned, the screen industry has a really high instance of freelance or self-employed workers. So it presents, on top of the regular challenges that parents and carers have in our society in general, there's a few extra kind of things that are added on top. So from a survey that we put out in May this year, and we got over 600 respondents, which is a really great result, the top challenges that we got from parents and carers were long hours and weeks, financial uncertainty, things like evening networking and screening events. You know, with the screen industry, a lot of our work comes from networking and personal relationships. And then things like lack of confidence or prejudice from funders or employers. So, you know, it's not a particularly family-friendly environment. And one thing that we really found coming out of the survey was a number of the respondents talking about how they felt they had to hide the fact that they even had kids because they thought that was going to have a detrimental impact on the ability to be hired. And hence why we've actually titled the survey, Honey, I Hid the Kids, Experiences of Parents and Carers in the Australian Screen Industry.
Wow. And so what would you say are the solutions to these problems?
Yeah, look, we asked our respondents what they thought would be the most useful to them. And the number one respondent, the number one response was care provided as a line item in the production budget. And close behind was greater availability of part-time and flexible roles. And this is the third one isn't so much screen industry, just generally in our society is flexible, short-notice, state-funded 24-hour childcare. So, you know, it's a combination of stuff that we could be doing in our industry, but I think it's also, you know, Australia is behind the eight ball when it comes to support for care just in our greater society. But, yeah, like thinking like regarding things like care provided in production budget, you know, it's looking at, you know, if you have a regular 9-to-5 job, you know, you can book your child into childcare and you know exactly how much that's going to cost and you know it's there for you. But if you're someone who's freelance, perhaps you're an actor and, you know, you don't get told what time you're going to work or what days you're going to work until, you know, sometimes it might not be till the day before. It's really difficult to not only access that childcare, but when you do access it, you're paying a premium cost.
Yeah, and so what are some of the, what's exists now in terms of initiatives to bridge this gap in terms of those coming from industry leaders and organisations?
Yeah, look, this is a pretty new conversation in regards to our wider industry. I think parents have been trying to deal with it on their own. And when they can't, they exit the industry or they choose work that, you know, perhaps isn't what they want to be doing, but they can combine care more easily with it. But some of the things that are coming out right now from the release of our survey and report, the South Australia Film Corporation have done a great job of releasing a slate of new initiatives. And part of this is around creating the opportunity for films who think differently about the way they do business. So, you know, the film industry has been around for decades in Australia and we still operate in a pretty similar way today as we did 30 years ago. Kind of thinking about, okay, is there a way we can work flexibly? Are there certain roles that we can offer as a job share or can people complete the same work without necessarily having to be in the location or in the office? So it's kind of looking at different production methodologies. There's a great feature film called 52 Tuesdays where they shot one Tuesday every week for an entire year. And they had a rule that they didn't shoot past midnight because, you know, a lot of the people on the crew had kids and they had to do the school run in the morning. And the Tuesday was the one day that they could all get childcare. And so this amazing feature film, you know, that's done really well for its filmmakers and the film itself, came about because it fitted in with the needs of those who were working on it.
That's amazing. I have seen that title actually out and about, and I didn't realise the story behind it. So that's great in terms of promoting that awareness and convenience for the people involved. You also have a forum coming up next week with a very special keynote speaker, director Jocelyn Morehouse, ahead of the launch of her book Unconditional Love, a memoir of filmmaking and motherhood. Can you tell us briefly what the event is about, where people can go to get a ticket?
Absolutely. So in regards to the survey, so the survey and the report were really about, you know, formalising the facts around, you know, what is it like to be a parent or carer in the screen industry? And now that we have this information, we want industry to come together to work out what are the solutions. So like I said, it's a fairly new conversation in the broader industry. So we want all of the key decision makers, and we've got, you know, state and national funding agencies coming along, bigger production companies as well as freelancers, all assembling next week at the Australian Film, Television, Radio School on Thursday, the 6th of December. And that forum, we're lucky enough to have Jocelyn Morehouse, who is an amazing writer and director of the feature film The Dressmaker, which is an amazing hit. But she's, you know, she's got four children and she has taken a chunk of time out, and I think it would be really important to hear that personal perspective from her. But the aim of the forum is for the industry to come up with workable solutions using the forum research as a basis for that. We'll also be bringing in someone from Parents at Work, which, you know, they help businesses to become better employers, I guess, for parents and carers. We'll also be bringing in somebody from the Workplace Gender Equality Agency, who will be giving us a lay of the land of the screen industry in regards to stats and things like that. So it's a bit of a kind of fact-finding mission, and that will be followed up with roundtable discussions. And if anybody wants to come to that in Sydney, if you head to our website, wiftaustralia.org.au, all the information will be on there. We're also live streaming via Facebook, so people can tune in if they want to from home. Or we'll also be having satellite events in a number of the states across the country, so Perth, Adelaide, Brisbane, Melbourne and Canberra. So that will have on-site, there'll be, you know, key decision makers in those rooms too.
Wow, well, plenty to catch there. It sounds like a great event, Megan. Thank you so much for your time today on the show.
Lovely. Thank you so much for having us.
No worries at all. Have a good day.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye. That was Megan Riakos, president of WIFT, which stands for Women in Film and Television. She's talking about the challenges facing parents and carers who work in the Australian screen industry. You can catch that forum coming up next week. More details will be on our website, 2SER.com.